AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's president is back in Washington, saying Russia has its sights on more than just his country. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Volodymyr Zelensky says even as Vladimir Putin fights Ukraine,
his real target is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
Zelensky's trip here comes with Congress deadlocked over approving more aid for Ukraine, a political fight he says is an inspiration to Putin. The Russian leader's dream come true. A day before Zelensky will meet with President Biden, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin called America's commitment to Kyiv unshakable.
America's commitments must be honored. America's security must be defended, and America's word must be kept.
And urged Congress to approve the aid during its last week before the holiday recess. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protesters calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas chained themselves to the White House fence. Penny Rosenwasser is from Oakland, California.
It's unbearable to me that there's another genocide happening right now in my name, and I'm doing everything I can to stop it.
Park police issued citations and released the protesters. Israel's defense minister pushed back against international calls to wrap up the military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Federal Reserve meetings are this week. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com thinks the Fed will stand pat on interest rates.
The Fed does believe that progress is being made toward bringing inflation down toward its 2% target, but as we know, inflation remains elevated.
Special counsel Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court to take up and rule quickly on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. A federal judge ruled the case could go forward. This is AP News. A jury has been seated in the Georgia election defamation case against former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
At stake is how much Rudy Giuliani might have to pay two Georgia election workers he falsely accused of fraud while pushing Donald Trump's baseless claims after the 2020 election. The former New York City mayor has already been found liable in the defamation lawsuit brought by Ruby Freeman and her daughter Shay Moss. They endured threats and harassment after becoming the target of a conspiracy theory spread by Trump and his allies. The claims about the election workers were quickly debunked by Georgia officials who found no improper counting of ballots. I'm Shelley Adler.
Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels from LSU is one of the selections to the Associated Press All-America College Football Team. He was one of seven players in either their fifth or sixth season of college football. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.